Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's family lifestyle, their business pursuits, their investments, they're all significant. And they fit right in with the example that God set later on. God was happy to live in a tent for several hundred years. He gave Moses instruction on how to build him a dwelling place, how to build him a place of worship. And it was a tent, a portable tent, the tabernacle. God was content with that. God was not in a rush for a more permanent house. As we work our way through this passage, let's consider how Isaac dealt with conflict, how he found peace, and what encouragement God sent his way. We're told Isaac pitched his tent. According to the author of Hebrews, he lived as if he were in a foreign country. His family had lived there for probably 75 years. They had a family cemetery, but like native Mainers, they did not consider it home. They had not lived there long enough yet. It belonged to the natives, not Isaac. If he had treated it as though it belonged to him, he would have acted in a different way toward his neighbors. Up to a point, Isaac was welcomed to live among the Philistines, as long as it was clearly and safely for their benefit. When Abimelech and his people thought that Isaac began to represent a threat because of the number of servants he had and the size of his flocks and herds, he was not welcome there anymore. They asked him to leave because they were afraid of what he might do. But as long as it was going to be for their benefit, Isaac could stay there. It is hard to tell what the mindset of the Philistines was. It seems petty, yet it tells us something about how fragile the relationship between the Philistines and Abraham and his family really was. Abraham died, and what did the Philistines do? They plugged up the wells that he had dug. They filled them in. They filled them full of whatever they could find, sand, rocks, trash of all kinds. It makes no sense, because this is a land that does not have an overabundance of water. And water is something you require for survival. Here's a known source of water, a well with water in it. And what do? Out of fear, out of spite, they fill in the wells. It was not the smartest thing they could have done. A good, dependable source of water was priceless. And yet they were motivated to squander it, to throw it away, to make it unusable. It not only did not benefit Abraham's family, it was unusable for themselves. Once they filled them in, they couldn't use them either. They did not take possession of Abraham's wells. They simply made them useless, wells that were protected by treaty Abraham had made with Abimelech. This was a land that was promised to Abraham first, then to Isaac. And it was an unbreakable promise God had sworn by himself to uphold. We don't know if the Philistines were aware of God's promise or not. They probably weren't. But even when Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were doing the right thing the right way for the right reasons in light of God's promise, conflict was inevitable. These are outsiders coming in to take possession of a land that already has a residence. The people who lived there would not want to give it up. Similar is true for believers in all places and times. Simply being near an unbeliever can be an irritation to them. It can be a cause for friction. If that other person knows what we believe, what we stand for, what we think is important, our being near them can be a source of conflict. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.